And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. What a day it is this morning. You got to come down to Tackle Day. It is the ultimate sale and seminar and everything else right here where sport fishing starts at the San Diego Sport Fishing's Landings at Fisherman's Landing. And come on down. We're going to have a variety of guests today and talking about all kinds of great stuff here. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Check out the great savings on pen reels, including the Fathom, International, and the all-new Torque in silver. These pen reels are ideal for long-range anglers. At Tackle Day, come meet over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle, up to 80% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hook up! Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network, and we are in my backyard today. Like, yeah, this is going to be the shortest backyard. This will be the shortest commute to work I will have, period. Like, yeah. This is it. We're here.
It works. Yeah, we're at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. It's an annual event, and once again, Doug Kern has ordered the perfect weather day.
That's what he does, man.
Yeah, it's just kind of what he does, and it's a gorgeous day in the morning, and the sun is coming up for the final time at Pacific Daylight Time here.
We'll be indeed.
And it's going to be a great day today, Rick. I mean, you've been living this for several weeks now, and we talked a lot about the deals yesterday, and I think certainly the star of the show, one of the stars, there's so many stars.
There is, man.
Is Seaguard Floor Carpeting.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably our anchor.
That's a pretty good one.
So if you didn't hear the show and Doug was on last week or anything like that, Seaguard for sure will be what we sell by the truckload today. 100% of our Seaguard fluorocarbon is on sale. 100% of it is on a crazy sale, and some of it is just stupid. I don't know what that's doing to us. But So all of our Seaguard fluorocarbon from 15-pound to 60-pound test is buy one, get one free. Not buy two, not buy just buy one, get one free. And it's across the board. Seaguard Premier, Seaguard Blue Label, Seaguard Pink, the brand new Gold Label. All of it, buy one, get one free. So that's the craziness showstopper. Higher test, so 80-pound on up is buy two, get one free. A really showstopper crazy one is for all the guys that are wanting to make their flat fall leaders or big leaders for fishing those big bluefins on the kite. 200-pound Seaguard Pink fluorocarbon, normally $199, on sale for $19.95.
Wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Normally $199.
Yeah, it's $200 pool of fluorocarbon
for $20.
Yeah, we get it for $20. We bought everything they had. We bought all of it, and we're able to get it for that. And we're basically selling it for what we bought it for the fun of tackle days.
Wow.
And that's that. So yeah,
that's just a sample of what's going on, and so many different. There's a lot of vendors here. Everybody's getting set up, and a lot of great seminars. So it's not just sale. It's you're going to learn a lot here.
This is
too,
a
right?
show for sure. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I would say anybody in that who's who world of saltwater fishing is here. You know, you look down the aisle, you see Shimano and Phoenix and Wind Grips and and Costa and Maui Jim and Olakai's and Accurate. I mean, every major name in saltwater fishing is here. All the big rods, the CalStar, Seeker, Shimano, Phoenix, GraphTech, all of the big players are here.
Yeah.
I see John walking by with a CalStar right behind us right now.
Yeah,
like, so everybody in the rod and real world.
Heading for the Rollo booth to give it to Rollo. And that's the way John is. He's a very generous guy, for sure.
Look at that. And that's a graphiter, too. Think about that.
Like,
that's
a graphiter's giving it to Rollo? Wow.
That's probably a $400 rod that's going to be raffled off today in our Tackle Day raffle. All the proceeds always go to Friends of Rollo. So this is just a huge, fun day. We work our butts off getting it all prepared. Every big manufacturer is here in the lot. Huge seminars, huge sales, tons of free stuff. It's just a great time.
Yeah, Mike from Olakai and Maui Jim's here. They've got some incredible closeout deals there.
That's one of the big things about Tackle Days, and that's what we try to secure as much of as closeouts. And for those that don't know, that might be, a closeout rod might be when they are changing the colors of the wraps. And so we buy everything they have. We get a killer price because we buy all of them, and then we're able to sell it. You know, then the no discount rules get thrown out the window. And Olakai is the same thing. We've got all of Mike's, like, salesman samples, all the things that are all brand new. But, Olakai doesn't go on sale, period.
No.
And there's going to be huge discounts on all the Olakai stuff that we have out in the parking lot here. It's
really
fun. This is a big, big day for us.
Nor does Maui Jim go on sale.
Same, ever.
Nor does Shimano go on sale. A lot of the stuff, but they're all on sale.
Yes, yeah. Today, if you need to buy some tackle, today is the day to do it, for sure.
Yeah, and some phenomenal seminars, too. One thing, we're going to get Mike when he's available to talk about Pick a Box, too, which is a big event, a big fundraiser for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. And Cowboy's here with his donuts. Look at those. Donuts are going quick.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Cowboy, for all your generosity and all the donuts there. We sure appreciate it. And talk about the seminars that are going on today.
Yep. So that's the other part of Tackle Days. All these seminars are free, and we kind of call in all of our favors and have all of our buds come down. And we put together the list of what we think are the best seminars around, and they're totally free to attend. So we have three different times of seminars throughout the day. That's at 9:30 a.m., 12:15 p.m., and then 1:45 p.m. So all three of those times are when a new seminar will start. And then there will be three seminars going on at each time. So you kind of pick and choose the things that fit you. Starting off this morning, kicking us off, is Brandon Hayward of Bite Sport Fishing. And Brandon as you know, like he's put himself and his customers on an amazing run of big bluefin tuna, probably one of your best big bluefin guys out there. And Brandon's going to be hosting a seminar on big bluefin fishing. While that is going on, we'll have Tommy Gomes, you know, everybody's favorite fishmonger, is going to be come down, and he's going to be doing a seminar on our Coronado stage, which is right at the right behind Fisherman's Landing, kind of near where the ice house is at.
Okay.
And then our San Clemente stage will be our good buddy Justin Poe from Accurate Fishing. He's going to be talking about, you know, fishing that bigger fish, but utilizing the new trend of smaller reels. Everything's getting smaller and stronger and more comfortable, but still keeping it up to big fish fishing standards.
Wow.
So there's a little bit of difference in our seminars in that normally we have one main stage in the parking lot, and then our other seminars happen on our boats outside. Well, I don't know if you're aware, but the fishing's really good right now.
Yeah, it is.
And the first time ever, we have no boats to do seminars on. Everybody's out fishing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they'll all be at the top of the dock. We have the Coronado stage and the Clemente stage.
Yeah, and then you've got one right next to Kevin and West Coast there. You have Parker Boats there and West Coast. And right next to them is a big stage right over there, right?
That's our main stage. That's where Brandon will be at 12:15. That's where Captain Frank Lopresti is going to be doing a Guadalupe seminar, which you just came back from a great Guadalupe trip. And then at 1:45, Captain Bill Cavanaugh, the Intrepid, is going to be hosting a seminar about wahoo fishing.
Nice. A lot to talk about this morning at Tackle Day. Now, let's clarify, because there was some confusion. There's an outside and inside. So a lot of all the closeouts are outside. But like the Seaguar fluorocarbon, buy one, get one free. Can you do that inside right now?
Yep. Yeah. Right this second, you could walk in and go get your spools of Seaguar fluorocarbon, buy one, get one free.
Yeah. But the closeout stuff like the Threadlock.
Correct.
And the 1999 Seaguar Pink.
Right.
That's only outside.
That's correct. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
So the super, super closeout stuff starts when at 9 o'clock or when you get set up.
You got it. It's exactly it. As soon as the boys get the booth all set up and the ribbon drops, that's when that'll be available, which is usually around 9, sometimes even a little before. I always tell guys, if you want to be the first guy in the gate, I'd make sure you were ready around 8:30 before that ribbon drops. Yep. Yeah, as soon as it gets done, we open it up. But all of the, you know, $10 T-shirts and, you know, the $5 rod blanks, all of that kind of stuff happens outside. On the inside of the shop, we just do a great discount on all of our first-run merchandise.
All right. Well, hope that clarifies it for everybody. And the lineup of seminars and lineup of people here, it's just come on down and check this out. People are getting set up. You can come down now and watch the show and enjoy talking to people early here. I mean, it's a happening day here.
Yeah, this is a big one. I always think that this is such a great time if you're looking to buy a rod or a reel. You know, you can come through the parking lot and talk to every rod manufacturer. Say you want to get a 100-pound rod, you could literally go to CalStar, to Seeker, to Phoenix, to Graftic. You can go to all the major guys and ask them about 100-pound rods, United Composites, things like that. You can talk to all the guys. Find out what they like. Then you can go inside, talk to the guys inside the shop. Then you can buy it at a huge discount.
Yeah.
You know, even all that first-run stuff that never goes on sale, it's all on sale.
Yeah, let's talk a minute about parking, because there's a few, of course, like you said, fishing's good right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a limited amount of parking. Probably the best place to start would be the Westies lot, right next to, between the two hotels, the Holiday Inn and the other hotel there. And then there's two-hour spots, too, down by Jimmy's, just down from Pizza Noma. There's several two-hour spots there. The ones that are probably going to be close to full are the 72-hour spots, but there's a lot of two-hour spots in front of Jimmy's.
Yep, I drove the lots this morning, and it's Fisherman's Landing. Nobody knows that. It's no secret, but I would do the same. I would park in between the Best Western and the Holiday Inn. That Westies lot is totally free. Outside of that, there are several parking lots that are, in front of the landing here, in front of Jimmy's. Then if you continue down a little bit farther in front of the commercial harbor, there's some more 72 hours there. And then with that, one block up, you're into the neighborhoods and park on the street. And
Don't park at Pizza Nova. Don't park
at
the Sun Harbor. Don't park it at Point Loma Seafoods. They will tow you.
Yeah, but there's plenty
of parking.
Yeah, exactly. It's not far. I mean, don't get me wrong. Things get very congested as they can. There's a lot of parking right now. People will be filtering out. I don't think it'll be something that causes any real problems. And you know what? One block up the street into every neighborhood.
It's right there.
Yeah, there's plenty of spots.
Plenty of parking.
I don't think it'll be an issue.
Yeah, no, it's not. So we'll get things started. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Cowboys taking names for the step up of the mic and doing a lot of fun here.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. And we're just going to be talking fishing. The fun thing about this show is we have so many you know, guests to choose from. You know, as you look down the aisle, as we said, all the big players are here, and so we'll grab everybody, pulling people onto the air, and it's going to be a great time. Lots of great information. We want you to come down and join us. The best way to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning is just to come on down to Fisherman's Landing. We're easy to find, right at the head of the big landings here. If you want to step up to the microphone, we are giving away a great prize. One lucky person that steps up to the microphone is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And this is the Kanoa Coast. It's a really nice pair of Maui Jim. This one will have the matte tortoise frame. It's got that killer bronze HCL lens, which is the probably the most, you know, user-friendly frame, or lens rather, whether it's overcast or bright sunny, that bronze really works for everything. And it's got that great Maui Jim super thin glass.
Yeah,
it's a really,
sure,
really nice pair of glasses. And if you want to step up to the microphone, just see the cowboy, see Gary White, let him know that you'd like to ask a question. We'll get you in the lineup for that great prize. And if you want to give us a call this morning, we'd love to hear from you for Let's Talk Hookup, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, we want to talk to you. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your stand-up questions, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Hookup Radio Network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle and clothing. Choose from hundreds of t-shirts and shorts from AFTCO. It's AFTCO and Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live at Fisherman's Landing. We're
yeah,
here, man.
That?
It's Tackle
yeah,
Day today.
This is our territory, man. This is our hood right here. Fisherman's Landing, Tackle Day. We're right out in front of the entrance, parking lot entrance, and the parking lot, the front parking lot, is full of rods and reels and Olakais and Maui Jim sunglasses and we haven't talked about Fisherman's Processing. He's going to be selling those great packages. We'll get Sean later on. I know he's busy with boats right now.
Also worth mentioning, too, you talked about seminars real quick. Sean is going to do one of probably the best attended seminars out here. So Sean is doing a really cool one for us in that he is teaching you how to home smoke your fish to have it come out as a Fisherman's Processing
wow.
product would. So, and it's everything. It's from
when is that?
That'll be today. It's the 1:45 on the San Clemente stage.
Okay.
And basically, he's going to go over everything from when you put your gaff into that fish, how to have the best product that turns out. So,
fantastic.
How to bleed it and spike it and care for it, and then when you have it processed or you process it yourself, then how to turn it in. You know, how to brine at home and
yeah.
the temperatures at home and all of the steps involved.
And they see it all.
Yeah.
So they know what looks good. Now, Mike, I know you're busy, and so let's talk about Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. We don't care what you call it as long as you donate it.
Exactly. You know, we're having a fantastic year with the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program. We took over 104 charters this year.
I think it was
104.
Howard is killing it.
Yes. Yeah, that was the most we've ever been able to do in 1 year, and it was really because of the successful fundraisers that we've done and all the generosity of everybody that keeps donating and making it all possible. Today, here at Tackle Day, we're doing something we only do here, and that's called Pick a Box. And the way it works is you come and donate $20. You select a box by number off the back wall. In there is a list of prizes. So you get to keep the box plus whatever you win inside. And there's some fantastic prizes.
Like, okay, so you spend $20. What are you going to win?
Well, you could win anything from a folding knife to a pair of binoculars to a rod and reel combo to lures to line to, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
The cool thing about Pick a Box is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but everything is worth what you pay, almost always more than.
Well, yeah. I mean, people lose track of what the box itself is worth.
But, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Quite often you come out way, way ahead. We're also kicking off our 2020 annual raffle today.
All
the
right.
First time tickets are available for that. There will be over $30,000 in prizes this year.
Wow.
And those will be awarded the last day of the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar.
Wow.
But there's some fantastic prizes this year on that list. So you can also, some of the pick-a-boxes have tickets in it. So we have three price ranges on pick-a-box. You can have a $20 donation. You can have a $50 box, which has better stuff in it. It's a little bit better box. And then there's a $500 box. There's only three of those.
$500.
And I will assure you that the $500 boxes will all be sold today because they're great deals. The first thing that happens is you get $500 worth of raffle tickets. So you get 50 of the annual raffle tickets. So you break even right there.
Right.
You get a tackle, or actually we're giving away a backpack today for that. We got a really nice backpack that we're giving away. And then inside, I will assure you that what is inside, you'll be very happy that you bought those boxes.
That's
yeah.
cool,
so,
Mike.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
So only three of those
There's
available.
Only three of it.
Like, what's in the $50 box?
You know, a lot of the same stuff that you have in the $20 box, but more of it.
More.
Some of the better prizes, some, you know, maybe some extra raffle tickets
yeah.
if you have some.
Okay.
So it's all
you're
a good
You're going to buy
deal.
The raffle tickets anyway, so...
Yeah.
You know, get on it. And all this money goes to taking kids' fish.
All of it. All of it.
It.
And most all this product has been donated to us by the
yeah.
manufacturers,
oh,
and
fantastic.
We save it for this day.
That's
yeah.
so cool.
That's cool. So when is Pick a Box opening?
Well, it looks like we're going to be about another 30 minutes before I'm ready to go, and then we'll be here all day doing that. I will tell you, the last three or four years we've done this, we have been selling completely out of boxes.
Okay, so get it early.
Yeah, don't wait till the last minute to come over and think.
And the prizes aren't going to change. It's all good. It's not going to be you get better prizes later.
No. In fact, probably just the opposite.
Yeah.
As the day wears on and we run out of stuff. So.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Mike.
It's a fun
Mike
one.
Lum, you do so much for a lot of great causes. How, by the way, is the Fred Hall Show going?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I have been just astounded at the reaction of signups this year. Last year, I said the same thing.
Both Long Beach and Del Mar.
Yes, and we are so far ahead of normal.
Really?
We have people calling right now trying to get boost base, and normally at this time of the year, I would just immediately say, sure, I'll take care of it. And now it's like, I'm going to look and get back
to you. Look at the map real fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really, really getting full.
Here in the beginning of October. And then the other cool thing is you're going on a 10-day long range trip on the Royal Polaris.
I am, and I'm so busy. Honestly, I can't even enjoy the anticipation anticipation of getting ready for the trip.
Yeah, once you get on that boat, you take off your watch, Mike, and you just enjoy.
Everyone keeps telling me that, but I'm telling you, I'm losing sleep over not being around to get this done. So
it'll get done.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, Mike, thanks for all you do. And come on by, pick a box at the Raleigh booth, which is right next to where we are. You just look for the Parker boat and then swing around and the main stage, and you'll see we take kids fishing, and that's where the Raleigh booth is.
We'll be there.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks very much. Appreciate that. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and jump up and see who's set, ready to go. Bill Dunn is here.
Bill,
are you hanging around?
Oh, yeah. Bill and I have fished together a lot of years on
Royal
Star Let's Talk Hookup long-range trips over the year. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, hello, Rick and Pete. How you doing?
Great. Before you get started, we've got a second prize thanks to Rick Carr from Gamakatsu. He's thrown in this beautiful Flambeau tackle box that's going to be second place next to the Maui Jim sunglasses for stepping up to the mic.
Thanks for Rick Carr for that.
Yeah. Thanks,
Bill. I've got a long-range trip coming up, and I was wondering about fishing for swordfish at night, and what would you use to rig for that?
Man, that's a tough call. So, you know, over the years, people have done that a time or two, and it's always been, you know, a pretty standard, you know, especially if they're squid around the boat. You know, I would try to jig up a squid. If there wasn't that, I'd put a big bait down, you know, mackerel or something like that. And for ease on a long range trip, I would just rubber band a torpedo sinker up the line and send it down. But with that said, this swordfish phenomenon has really kind of taken on, and the rigging in gear for that is starting to be refined, at least on the West Coast out here, quite a bit. You know, one thing I will say is we're doing, you know, if you're here today, there is a seminar on exactly that, how to rig for and appropriately fish that swordfish on the West Coast out here. So Charlie Albright of Blue Ocean Manufacturing and his dad, Jacques Albright, were, you know, two of the guys that were, at least on the private boat world of things, that really adapted that deep set buoy gear style of fishing to rod and reeling. And Charlie's going to be doing a seminar that's all based on that, how to rig your baits, how to deploy your baits, how to keep that rig from tangling. And I think that he is probably a much better guy than I to answer that. But with that said, the swordfish thing is really cracked off, and lots of gear and lots of stuff that, you know, I didn't ever think that we'd be carrying deep drop sinkers and long line clips and flashers and green lights that stay lit to 3,000 feet of water. It's a for real thing. And, you know, guys that go out and put some effort into trying are all having success, you know, whether they're getting bites or hooking fish or even landing fish. I mean, it's a for real thing. So
here's a story. I don't know if you heard this story from Steve Pinard at Dana Landing. He took Thumper. It's his little fast boat there.
Little fast boat.
Yeah. 65 miles.
Rocket ship.
Yeah, rocket ship. So they were out last Thursday outside the 9 Mile Bank deep dropping for swordfish. Here comes a foamer of 100-pound bluefin, and they hooked I think three or four and got them.
No kidding, that's awesome.
And while I said, well, what'd you do? Did you have a 1,000-foot thing? He goes, well, yeah, we had to kind of reel it up and get on it, you know. But that was and then came home in 20 minutes.
The swordfish thing is definitely taking us by storm, and it's a lot of fun. And I know Tommy's going to mention some fun swordfish stuff during his seminar time. Tommy Gomes, that is, and that's going to be going on at 9:30
on the Coronado stage.
And like I say, 1:45, Charlie Albright's going to be doing an entire thing just about rigging baits, dropping baits, deploying them, how to have success in your private boat.
That's
kind of
going to be one.
Yeah,
well,
going to be some really fun stuff going on today.
He is a master.
Yeah,
sure.
No doubt about it.
Thanks for coming down
to
Tackle
Bill.
Day. Appreciate that. Look who's here. Jay Poe, Justin Poe from Accurate.
What's up, Justin?
How are you doing, guys? Good morning.
Great.
Good morning.
Glad to have you.
Now, first of all, is the Emperor here?
The Emperor is in the zip code, I've heard. And I heard he's in his skivvies waving from the second story.
Is he? Okay,
But the tents here kind of block my view, so I don't...
Okay, yeah, we don't want to
really
see it anyway.
But we don't want to see it.
So, you're here at Tackle Day with Accurate. What are you doing?
Yeah, we love this event. It's a fantastic thing. It's the end of the year, and, you know, everyone comes down and sees what we have new for the year. But, you know, we're in a good spot right now. We have crazy inventory. The tackle store has full stock of inventory, rods, reels, everything. And it's a great day for everyone to come through. This long-range season that turned 600 narrow has been on fire.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, what a good timing with the Wahoo year we're having right now. What a good timing to route that thing out.
Well, the great thing about it is that it's the only American-made Star Drag left.
Wow.
And it cranks 52 inches to a crank.
Really?
52 inches every time you turn the handle.
So one full turn of the handle, you get 52 inches of line from
that other end. It's like Club Med Wahoo fishing. I mean, you could still crank your butt off if you want to, but you don't really have to. It's kind of nice. Yeah. And it casts a mile. Not that Wahoo jigs are really hard to cast. They're usually pretty heavy. But it casts great. It fishes great.
And the nice thing about the narrow is that you don't have to worry too much about the line back and
Absolutely,
forth, right?
Yeah. Just for, you know, people in the heat of the moment and you're cranking and seeing things going on and oops, you know, that wide, you're going to stack to a side. The narrow, you keep the line, the rod tip pointed at the line, you're golden.
That's awesome.
Where a lot of reel manufacturers went away from the narrow reel, they discontinued them. You can buy them for high prices on eBay. You guys have it.
We got it, yeah. We're kind of some smaller cottage type fishing reel company. We can make 100 reels and have it matter to us.
Yeah.
And if it matters to the consumer and the customer and the fisherman, it matters to us.
Yeah.
These other tackle brands with, you know, big tooling cost and things like that, they could never make it work as far as for their dollar. You know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for tooling.
For a West Coast.
Yeah, reel. We just cut it out of, you know, billet aluminum and stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very neat. And so those along with all the complete line of Accurate Reels will be on sale here.
They have everything here, and it's all on sale at Tackle
Yeah,
Bay.
Today. Yeah. So come on down. That's pretty exciting. What else in the line are you excited about?
We're just continuing with that Valiant line. You know, it has been the biggest family of reels for us in the history of Accurate.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
So, I mean, if you think about it that way, Accurate's been around for a long time, making reels for 26, 28 years now. So the ATD is where it kind of all started, and it's really kind of known as being the reel for long-range fishermen. But that Valiant line has been our biggest brand ever made here. So.
This year in particular, that Valiant really shined because, as everybody knows that's been fishing this year, the bait was a little smaller than we are used to it being. It hasn't been micro where you can't fish with it. Nothing like that. But, you know, it's an inch smaller than we're used to fishing. And a smaller bait is a little more difficult to cast. It has a little bit harder time pulling line off the spool. And the Valiant series of reels, obviously it came out before we were in this bait issue that we're in now, but it's as if you tailor-made it for that reason. You still have a lever-drag two-speed reel that is as light as humanly possible. As light as you guys can make it, that's what it is.
That 400 is unbelievable for this bait and this fishing.
Yeah.
Just because it's so versatile, because you're not hosed when you catch a 50-pound bluefin on accident.
Yep.
Oh, what a terrible accident.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things you can put on a 25-pound leader and go catch, you know, 15-pound yellowfin and finesse them with a number two hook, or you can fish 40-pound leader and a 2-0 hook and go catch 85-pound bluefin. And matter of fact, I've done both this year.
That's so
cool.
I've got
80 and 90-pound bluefin on the same reel and rod combo as a 15-pound yellowfin and been total finesse.
I know on the Shogun trip I just got off, there were a lot of Accurate reels. A lot of guys used the Valiant successfully. So, that's good stuff.
Fantastic.
And just going to say it's nice that the line is so big that if that's the reel you have chosen and gotten used to and liking, you can use a 300 that you'd fish 12-pound on, and you can keep purchasing that reel all the way up through a 1,000 and go fish blue marlin with it.
Absolutely. Feature-wise, they're the same.
They're all identical.
It's pretty cool that way because once you get one, you go, I need a little heavier. Okay, I go one up. Oh, I need a little lighter. I go one down. And, you know, just with anything fishing or anything in life, repetition is key. And if you could be doing the same thing, and the lever feels the same, everything feels the same, you get really good at doing something you do all the time.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Justin Poe, you'll be here all day, Tackle Day at the Accurate booth, showing people stuff and doing a seminar for us today, too.
Really?
Yeah. Putting you to work.
Yeah, they're making me get after
We take advantage of Jay Poe.
What are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about big fish tackle, how to rig right for the occasion, you know.
All right.
We brought our 50T with 200-pound, and we have our 400s with 40-pound.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
And what time is that at what stage?
That's at 9:30, and it's on the Clemente stage. Okay. And the Clemente stage is the farthest away. There's two stages of the Coronado and the Clemente. The Coronado's a little closer to home. The Clemente's a little farther away. So
right by
where we hang up all the big fish, that's where J-Po will be at underneath the scale, basically.
Appropriate.
Exactly. That's where the big fish seminar will be going on.
All right, J-Po,
thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks,
continued success with Accurate there for sure. Ellie, you're up on the mic there, Ellie. Good morning, Ellie Deshane.
Hey, Ellie.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
You need
to get down here and see all these wonderful sponsors that donate to the San Diego Rod and Reel Club that we're here to thank and get some stuff for our wonderful raffle.
All right.
Great.
But I just have one question. With the amazing tuna fishing that we've had this year, do you guys think that they really stay around? How long do the tuna hang around here? Do you have any idea?
That's a good question. I think that bluefin sticks around within range anyway. At some point, not the yellowfin. I think they're more migratory. But
I think last year was what really proved it to us, that we caught fish steady into late November and early December last year, and then we, quote-unquote, started catching them again in late February and early March. So I don't think that there's any doubt that that fish is around. Like anything, it takes consistent weather and it takes consistent coverage to find that fish when it's offshore. And as the season gets a little bit later, you know, there's often times it aren't as nice of weather for looking, and there's less people going, and we lose track of that fish. But I don't think at this point there's any doubt that that bluefin is here, and it's happy, and there's lots of food. And we always say the same thing. They don't know the calendar. They just know condition and food, and the condition and feed has been great for those things offshore. And I just don't see any way of that fish not being around for a while.
Yeah.
I think we have a really long one in front of us.
I was talking to Renee, Captain Renee, on the Shogun on our six-day trip I just returned yesterday on, and we were talking about how much better the tuna fishing gets at Guadalupe, which you're going to experience on the Royal Polaris. He said December is the best month for yellowfin tuna at Guadalupe, generally speaking.
Yeah, we've got the best part of the season still in front of us when it comes to that silo fishing.
And still spots available.
Yeah, we have our Royal Polaris trip.
Royal Polaris trip.
Yeah, there's still, I think, 8 spots available on the trip, so it's a great opportunity to come, fish with us, hang out. It's going to be a really good time.
Yeah, for sure. So, Ellie, just keep fishing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got time, girl.
Well, I just want to thank all the sponsors that donate to the San Diego Rod and Reel Club for us to take kids fishing like Friends of Rollo takes kids fishing.
That's nice, Ellie. Okay. You guys keep up the good work.
Okay.
Thanks, Harry.
All right, thanks for coming down. Harry, you're up. Harry, the world-famous Harry from La Jolla, is right here.
What's up, Harry?
Good morning. I really don't know what question to ask. I'm into halibut fishing now a lot.
Yeah.
And I've refined my techniques as far as I can go. Are there any secrets that you guys might have that I don't know? I can't ask the question.
Are you fishing from your kayak?
I am.
You ever tried bounce balling?
I have not.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, this time of the year especially.
How fast do I have to be moving?
Not fast.
Yeah, slow is the key when it comes to bounce ball.
Yeah, if you have one of those Hobie kayaks, which I think you do, just pedal away.
Do you use a flasher with the with the bounce ball?
Yep, flasher, big weight, and if you go to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, talk to Ricky or one of the guys in there, they'll set you up with show you how to rig it.
Okay.
I'll tell you another.
It's pretty simple.
I'll tell you another one that I would do is at 9:30. We have Tommy Gomes is doing a seminar on the Coronado stage, and although that guy has done a lot of his life catching tuna and things like that in a commercial world and dealing with fish, that is his deal, is fishing with inside the bays and the harbors. And although his seminar might not be directed at catching a halibut, I guaranteed if you went to him and were looking for some edges on that, that would be a really good one. He's a really good guy for the bay.
I'll catch him between seminars.
There you go. All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Fantastic,
thank you.
Harry. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day today. All right, let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
You got it, man. We got the cast man standing by, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. And today, that report is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information will be right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. And do want to give a big thanks to Jeff and Laura, the guys at Terrafin. Gave us a one-year subscription to Terrafin that somebody's going to win in that Friends of Rollo raffle today.
We forgot about the raffle.
Yeah, we haven't forgotten.
We'll
there's lots coming that way, for sure. All right, hey, we got the cast man standing by. Buenos dias, Cashman.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Pedro, glad to see you're out fishing this past week, Pete.
Cashman, yes, indeed. So what's going on in the Baja?
Hey, man, let me tell you, the waters are finally settling down after that Bisbee tournament. They hit the bank so hard over there that the fishing, it just scatters them. There's so many boats on the main banks over there trying to get in these big marlin, and they just everything kind of shuts down, but as soon as that tournament's over, they start coming back and start biting again. But right there in San Jose del Cabo, right up in the, around the corner there from Punta Gordo, up in those nice high spots there, the Iman, the San Luis, the Minorama, those are just great, great places to go fish, especially this time of year. You're going to have the wahoo there. Of course, you got the tuna there just about year-round. And you've got plenty of Dorado this time of year. So it's some really, really good fishing going on down there. Going down this morning with one of our big groups to San Jose del Cabo. They're going to fish on Sunday and Monday. And looking for hopefully some really good counts there. And I'll give you guys a report next Saturday. But, yeah, there's some really good fishing going on that southern tip of Baja. Over in Mazatlan there, the sailfish are coming in this time of year for the sails. Of course, going to be some striped marlin there. There's going to be some tuna. You got to look for them, but you can find them usually 20, 25 miles from the port there at the El Cid Marina. And so that's, like I said, that's a good spot. And, of course, we're going down to Zihuatanejo, Ixtapa, your surfing spot down there, Pete. But the sailfish are in, and along the beaches, there's some quality roosters being caught. Some of the guys are throwing popper for them behind the surf line. The other guys are throwing in live bait right along the surf line, and they're, you know, getting some nice 30, 40-pound roosters. And, of course, the tuna, they're off of Ixtapa's in Guantanejo. It's usually out pretty far, 30, 35 miles. Boats that are running that far are finding fish. Not a lot of big fish, mostly in that football size range. But anyway, that's the report for this week, and I'm heading down. I'm going to get some fishing in myself while I'm down there, and look forward to it. And go SC. They're playing the Mighty Ducks today, and should be a hell of a ball game. So I'm going to be watching.
All right, Castman. Well, have a great time down in Mexico. And if somebody wants to go on a trip with the Castman, how do we do it?
800-593-6510 or on the web, www.casttours.com. And we still got about four spots left on Foye and our trip down to El Salto, January 10 to 14. Anybody who wants to give me a call on that, please do.
All right. Fantastic, Castman. We'll talk to you next Saturday from the Baja. All right. Appreciate
thanks,
that.
Gas,
look,
all right.
Look who's here.
We got him.
Doug Kern.
Hey.
We got him to sit down for a couple minutes. And, wow, things are lively here, yeah, Doug.
It's just we did it.
It's just going so smooth, I thought I'd come say hi.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did. So we already talked about some of the things. In Doug Kern's eyes, what are the things that people are going to grab here this morning real quick?
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's no way to go through all of it. I think last week we went
through
like
two-thirds
of it. There was definitely one that I wanted to mention that I didn't get to. We made a closeout buy of some Okuma rods. It was the predecessor to the PCH series. Those were $199.95, you know, forever. And they finally upgraded to that PCH cosmetically and so forth. So we've got them for $69. So
whoa,
$200
off. $65 or 65% off.
65% off.
So, but I mean, everything, rods, reels, lures, clothing, accessories, tackle boxes, everything in the shop, most of it is that 20 to 60% off. Reels are 10% unless Mike higher, but some of them are more discount than that. And we've got a lot of rods at that half off to two-thirds off. We've got a fair amount of stuff, believe it or not, like 80% off. Anybody that remembers our Seaguar Green Line 3,000-yard spool, we found like another 10 spools of those. That's like a $700 spool of line for $100.
Wow.
So we put those out there in the parking lot. Those will be gone at 9:01.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
People got their eyeballs on them right now.
But even inside the shop now, it's completely impacted. People are shopping and buying, and it's every imaginable category, and just really, it's just a fun day. I think everybody by now, it's our 15th year doing it. The weatherman seems to have figured out not to rain on this day. We had a slow start the first 4 years we had rain, but beautiful day. I can't thank all of our vendors and all the customers that come out enough. I mean, they take their Saturday off and come down and miss family day and and help us with our event. So I hope some of them are listening, and some of them will listen to the podcast later on the way home, you know, if
absolutely,
they've torn their booth down. But thank you so much to the vendors, and my goodness, all the customers. I mean, we've got the greatest scenario in the world.
Yeah, right? It is.
Well said.
Kevin's got a beautiful 25 Parker.
I know.
That thing is gorgeous. Yeah.
He was backing it in here yesterday. I had my truck here. I thought maybe I could get a new boat.
Yeah.
you probably can.
I know, I probably
can. Watch what you say.
If you want it, it's right there, and that's like the perfect Southern California boat.
It really is. That 25 just has that little extra weight and beef and room to it, and it feels like a bigger boat, you know. It's perfect for this all this cow fishing we've been doing the last 5 years.
but you can still go bay bassing in it. Totally. So it does everything.
All right. Well, it's going to be a great day, tackle day. How late are we going today?
In the parking lot. The vendors will be here till 3. We let them go home and get home before dark, and I think they appreciate that. But in the store, we'll be here right up till 6 o'clock, and the deals are intact until 6 o'clock. And so you've got a little bit of time if you're working today. I know last year some guys came in at, 4 o'clock and, kind of ransacked the place. So.
Well, now, what's the prognosis on the outside that everybody's waiting to run into?
Yeah.
Well, I've already had a few people try to buy stuff, and I felt bad, but we, until we cut the yellow ribbon, it's always a ceremony. We cut the yellow ribbon, and then it just floods in, and we're going to be here till 3 o'clock selling stuff out of the booth. A lot of the really crazy deals will probably be, going the first 3 hours or 4 hours, but there's still plenty of stuff throughout the day.
Oh, yeah.
And, then, obviously the seminars and the raffle and the radio show, and there's just so many components. And
lots of fun.
Food and casting contest.
And the casting contest is like the signature event.
Yeah. The casting contest is set. It's right. What time is the casting contest?
It starts at 9:30 and it ends at 1:30.
Okay.
Because then the next round of seminars starts, and we want to give everybody a chance to go to those seminars.
Okay.
So be sure to get that in. Over by the casting contest is San Diego Angler's booth, and that's where the food booth is. So you can get something to eat, do the casting contest.
Yeah.
Go
win
to
a Tranks reel.
Matt Towner brought a Tranks 500 this morning. It's on my desk, safekeeping, and a 90H jig stick.
Nice.
And then we're gonna let people pick their jigs for their six pack of jigs for third place.
And that's free. That's totally free. You can come on down for free, make a good cast, and you could be walking away with a $500 reel.
That's cool. And look, Mrs. Maxa is selling raffle tickets.
Yes, she is.
The tickets are going to benefit Friends of Rollo.
Yep.
Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, whatever you want to call it. Like I said, just give us
and we have got a lot of stuff to give away. My goodness. All 24 vendors here have given us a nice prize.
Wow.
And then Rick just kind of went nuts all around town calling in favors.
Yeah, stacks of
everybody I know that I've helped over the year, I called them up and said, hey, man, what's the chance of us getting a gift card? What's the chance of us getting this pair of boots? We've got some really good stuff.
Off the cuff yesterday, Frank brought us two gift cards, $200 each, one on the Shogun, one on the Royal Polaris. That's $400.
Wow.
And then Pizza Nova brought over three $100 gift cards.
Wow.
So just in like 2 minutes, we took in $700 worth of stuff.
And when does that raffle start?
That's going to be starting at 9 o'clock also. We'll start selling tickets as soon as Dallas and the ladies get set up, so pretty soon. But
so it's going to go on all day.
We'll have three raffles.
Three
raffles throughout the day after the seminars are over.
Okay.
Then you come up to the parking lot, win some prizes, do some shopping, get a taco or a burrito, then go to another seminar, then do the casting contest.
Sounds great.
It's a great day.
All right, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing here in San Diego. Doug, know you have a lot to do. Hopefully we'll drag you back out here, but thanks for joining us.
All right, well, thanks for doing the show here, and we'll see you all down here.
All right, thanks for coming, Dean.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch reports, find out what's biting, and a lot more info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Hookup Radio Network.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And let me tell you, after just getting off the Shogun yesterday from Guadalupe Island, there is an absolute must-reel you have to have in your arsenal. You're going to Guadalupe, and what is it?
Can I make a guess?
Yeah.
Talica 2-speed.
Talica 2-speed.
Like it's made for Guadalupe.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, the 10, the 12, and the 16, and the 20. I used them all had their place for that type of fishing. The 20 for those beast of a yellowtail that you have to, like, put a lot of drag on and pull real hard. And the 16 and the 12 for fly lining, you know, 40, 50 pound. And then if it gets real stealthy, that 30 pound with that Talica 10. But the key is, with Talica, you have the power.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Power and castability, smooth, very efficient cranking. There's nothing like a Talica, and no better time to buy one than today, man.
Yeah, for sure. So check it out right here at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day, the Talica 2-speed from Shimano.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup live here at Tackle Days at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Good times today, bro.
It's on, man. Yeah. It's on. Look at this place. It's just beautiful, and things are happening. And Sean's setting up Fisherman's Processing over there. We'll get him to talk about what he's doing today. But in the meantime, we have Jacob from tell us about your organization, Jacob.
So I'm the founder of a Fish for Veterans nonprofit. We're doing a Take a Veteran Fishing Tournament.
Wow.
And we're getting a bunch of boaters involved. It's free for the boaters to sign up. It's free for any veteran to sign up as well. And so we're doing this just so we could raise money, and we're having a huge dinner party afterwards.
Great.
So this dinner party is all you could eat, all you could drink for $45.
Wow.
Kids are free under 9 years old, and it's $10 for any kid that's above 9. So we're doing this so we could raise money to be part of the boat club, so we could take our heroes out on the water.
Freedom Boat Club.
So we could be.
So you're going to join Freedom Boat Club with this money.
We're hoping to raise about $10,000 so we could continue.
And then taking these guys fishing.
Yeah, so we're doing the fish right now.
Great idea.
And we've been going out to Seaforth Boat Rentals. They've been nice enough to help us out for a very cheap price. And we want to be able to scale this for veterans to continue to get jobs. So we're going to be doing casino nights as well.
Uh-huh.
So each brewery, we're going to have casino nights, and that's how we're going to raise money so that we can make more chapters with the Freedom Boat Club. They have 180 locations.
Yeah.
I want 180 locations for my nonprofit.
That's fantastic.
For our PTSD.
And so how does somebody get involved? How does somebody donate to take these veterans fishing?
Just go to my website. It's www.fishforveterans.org.
Fish the number four?
The number four.
Number four veterans. Yeah. Fishforveterans.org.
Yeah, we're going to need help.
And yeah, so when's the first event?
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
That's great.
This next Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Yeah,
is
we're going to have
this
live event. Music. We're going to have all kinds of sponsors. We got Golden Corral helping us out with the food. We got
nice.
Pizza donations.
Nice.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
And again, you need to buy a ticket ahead of time? Or you
have
show
to
up?
Buy it online. There's no money exchange on the marina.
Okay. Just because of the 501c3
yes.
Charity corporation. Or,
absolutely.
Yeah, whatever. But so buy it online at
Fish4Veterans.org.
Fish, the number 4Veterans.org.
Yes. Same thing with the Gmail, just Fish4Veterans.org.
All right, great. Keep it up.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome,
nice Jacob.
Job.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that very much. All right, thanks for coming down to Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Ethan is here. Hey, Ethan.
I think Ethan's making the rounds
rounds?
Gary White was going to go track him back down.
All right, how about Roy? Roy's around. Roy B.
Hey,
there
Roy.
He is. Hi, Roy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Roy?
Hey, I was actually walking inside the store before you guys came on air, and I saw that you had the Lucky Crafts on sale, the ones for surfers,
Ooh,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Buy one, get one. So ones do you recommend for local surf fishing here, Rick?
I like that Pointer 110, or the 110 Flash Minnow. Like, those would be my two favorites. And then
colored?
Believe it or not, I don't think that the color on those particular lures makes a world of difference. In my opinion, like, I always think that there's a bait fish style color, and then there's an all brown or an all chartreuse, and I think all of those things could be mistaken as a bait fish just like anything else. So anything that's got that chrome belly and a blue back or a brown back or a green, I don't think that there's much of a difference in those. So, but I like that 110 size for sure, and that's like one of the things about our Tackle Day deal is it's not that Lucky Craft is on sale, or this is on sale. Every single lure that we have in the shop is buy two, get one free.
Buy two, no matter what.
No matter what. So now there are many other things that have an even better deal than that. But
Lucky Craft is one in one.
Exactly. Right? That's what I'm saying. So Lucky Crafts, you buy one, you get one. But
wow.
Anything.
Taddy, you have 40, the 190 mags?
Taddy 45s, DTX Minnows,
wow.
Whatever it is, buy two, get one free across the board. And then lots of things, just like Roy was saying, the Lucky Crafts, they're even better than that.
Wow, fantastic. All right, you better get in there, Roy.
Going.
Thanks, Roy.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate coming down to Tackle Day.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report. We're going to talk to Captain Frank Lopresti. We got all kinds of stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Hookup Radio Network.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We will have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
G'day folks, Damon Olsen from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our 2019 trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.